I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. Bracing for a grand jury decision in the killing of Michael Brown. Let's get started. People in Ferguson, Missouri, and all across the country wait for word from a grand jury, which could come tonight, on whether Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson should face charges in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Tonight on ABC News, Mr. Obama was asked how people should react when the decision comes down.
I think, first and foremost, keep protests peaceful. This is a country that allows everybody to express their views, allows them to peacefully assemble, to protest actions that they think are unjust, but using any event as an excuse for violence is contrary to rule of law and contrary to who we are.
Well, whatever the decision is tonight, local, state, and federal officials have been preparing for it. Late today, we learned that the federal ATF has sent in extra personnel, including SWAT team members. As you know, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard. Businesses in the main protest site have been boarding up storefronts. We should point out tonight is merely the earliest we could get a decision. The grand jury has been hearing evidence for 3 months now. They only began deliberating today. For the latest on all of it, let's first go to Ed Lavandera in Ferguson. So do we know if the grand jury is still deliberating right now?
We know they were scheduled to meet, and they were hearing some from some of the last witnesses, and then the deliberations would begin. But as we've pointed out, grand jury deliberations is unlike a criminal trial, for example, where you're not allowed to talk about the case until everything has been presented. Then you can deliberate. Grand jurors can discuss the case as they go along. So that was why we had been getting indications that perhaps this, after all of the testimony had been heard, that it perhaps wouldn't take that long for a decision to be reached. But so far we haven't gotten any indication, and we've heard from a lawyer of Michael Brown's family saying that they have not gotten any indication either that a decision has been reached. Anderson?
But so as far as we may not know, but I mean, do we know, are they still meeting currently at this hour?
As far as we don't know exactly if they're still in those deliberations but we do know that some of that process has been going on throughout the day.
Are they meeting over the weekend?
That's hard to say as well. At this point, it's not exact. All of this is done under a great deal of secrecy, even
right.
though, we know a lot more about, this process given, compared to other cases. But they have been meeting on Fridays throughout the last 3 months. If that will change going into the Thanksgiving week, we don't know at this
okay.
point.
I understand local, state, and federal law enforcement are in the midst of preparations right now. What are they doing, and how much of that can you actually see?
Well, if you go around town, there are pictures and you do see that a little bit of that law enforcement presence, very much behind the scenes. You do see, as you've mentioned off the top there, storefronts that have been boarded up, and we have heard from local authorities that say, they've had 3 months to plan for all this. National Guard troops have already been mobilized. We're told that they would be stationed at nearly four dozen locations around the area, protecting property. And as you mentioned, from federal authorities all the way on down, it is not Ferguson police that will be in charge of the response. It's St. Louis County police that will be in charge of the response. And there has been a great deal of communication. County officials talking today about, how they would be instructed to deal and in certain cases be more patient with protesters, depending on the situation. But they did say that any kind of violence will not be tolerated in any kind of capacity.